Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. It is 7:35 on this Tuesday morning. It's the 15th day of September 2020. And I'm John Reed. Very glad you're with us here this morning on News Radio WRVA. We're going to talk to the spokesperson over at the State Department about the announcement that President Trump has been nominated for two Nobel Peace Prizes. And it's not just for getting elected and being a certain color. And, you know, reveling in that, it's for actually achieving something in this case. I mean, I don't know how long this is going to last, having lived in the Middle East. It's a tumultuous place. But, man, he's done more than most people in my lifetime have done to try to broker some arrangements between arch enemies. And it's pretty remarkable. We'll talk about that coming up. Right now, let's talk about your workplace, which may be at your home. It is for me. I mean, I haven't been in the studio doing this show since mid-March, I guess. I mean, I forget what day they actually sent me home with the little broadcast unit and said, hey, why don't you do the show from your house? And for the most part, that's been a great thing for me. It's cut down on my commute. I must admit, I'm no longer wearing a blue blazer or a suit every day when I'm doing the show, so there's a little more casual aspect to this. But for some people, it has become, oddly enough, a toxic workplace, even from home. And Joel Patterson is the founder of the Vested Group. And Joel, what do you mean? How could it be a toxic workplace if somebody, you know, doesn't even really have to get out of bed and can just log on and do their work on the computer?
Yeah, good morning, John. It's a great question. I mean, I don't think it just started now, right? Mm-hmm. If you had a toxic work environment before COVID began, you probably have one now, and chances are it could be even worse. I mean, things that you really need to look for to know if you've got a toxic culture is, you know, do you have high turnover? Are your people leaving all the time? Low morale or negativity? If you feel like you're being constantly micromanaged, gossip. You know, I mean, even though we're only communicating over Zoom, emails and social media and everything else, there's still a lot of gossip and manipulation that can go on. And then the other thing is just typical bullying or harassment with politics and the election, social justice, people parenting at home with their kids in school. I mean, these are all kind of flashpoints right now that people might feel like they're being persecuted a little bit. And that's going to create a toxic culture for anyone.
It's been interesting observing my situation here and talking to a number of other people who are working remotely. There's a resentment that seems to be building up, and I don't know when it's gonna pop off here, but resentment from people who feel like they're putting in a full day's work, just like they did before the pandemic started. And dealing with coworkers who always have a reason that they don't return emails, or they're not available to do a phone call, or this work gets delayed and they just don't have time. Meantime, you look on Facebook and they're out at the pool this summer with their kids, or they're, you know, taking a walk in the afternoon and they're stupid enough to post that on social media. I gotta believe that's generating some resentment too.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that you're describing exactly the type of behavior that will create that toxicity. If you're not kind of a passive aggressive, they're always late, they're not doing their job, they've always got a reason. You know, but there's a lot of people, a lot of surveys right now are saying that people are actually working more. And so if you are one of those and you see someone else doing it, that's clearly going to create some tension and something that needs to be dealt with. You know, other things that might create that toxicity is just poor communication from leadership. When leadership overpromises and underdelivers or doesn't even communicate. You know, right now, communication and transparency are two of the most important things for your people to hear and feel so that they continue to stay engaged, and feel like they have purpose in what they're doing every single day.
Mm-hmm. I brought up in the intro to this the unemployment rate. You know, back in February and March, the employee was in a pretty good situation because most employers, you know, if there was any skill involved in what you're doing at all, I mean, even if you were working at a fast food joint, they had a hard time filling those jobs. Now, with unemployment so high, is that just a number, or do you think that employers are saying, hey, we got you. I don't want to hear about a pay raise. I don't want to hear about vacation time. I don't want to hear about this because if you leave, we know you're in trouble. So you're stuck here.
Yeah, I don't think that's true right now. It's interesting because I would have expected there to be a lot more of that. But mm-hmm. I'm seeing from my clients and from other colleagues that I have, people are not afraid to leave right now because there are people out there recruiting. I think a lot of times people are just anticipating the rebound, and maybe the rebound has come a little slower than what we would like. I mean, there was a couple of blips a month or so ago that seemed like it was off and running and it slowed down a little bit. But I think a lot of organizations, the ones that are really figuring out how to come out of this thing better than they went into it, are looking at hiring people. So don't just rest on your laurels thinking that nobody's going to go anywhere and you can treat them however you want to, because it's not the case. You know, clearly that's industry dependent, but there are people hiring.
Well, that was my next question. Where would you say that you're seeing the hiring? Is it white collar corporate jobs? You know, because in 2008, when the economy went south, boy, everybody in those middle management jobs, they were out of luck. And a lot of them still haven't found jobs that were comparable to what they had back then. What would you say is the hot area for hiring now?
Yeah, most of what I'm seeing is white-collar services types of jobs. Mm-hmm. And I also think that people that have taken this time where it might have been a little bit slower and really invested in themselves, whether it's through training or certifications or just upskilling a little bit, I think that people recognize that. And they see that that creates or that is that demonstrates a certain level of initiative. Mm-hmm. And it just separates you from the crowd. So again, if you want to look around, if you're in one of these toxic cultures and you're ready to move on, it's not a bad time to be out there looking around and demonstrating what you've done to better yourself.
Now, that's smart. I'll tell you, every time I've had one of those lulls career-wise, I've gotten all emotional. And instead of looking for an educational opportunity, I've had this personal turmoil. And it's funny, I saw an ad just yesterday for an MBA that they said you could get in 10 months online from a reputable university here in Central Virginia. And I thought, maybe that's something I should do with, I don't know that it's extra time outside of the show, but I've always thought having an MBA would give me a background that I currently don't have in finance and business when I do these interviews. I don't know if it would impact my bottom line employment, but that's really a smart idea. What are people doing to educate themselves? Anything specific?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it just comes down to the type of job that you have. If you are, you know, we're a technology services firm, and so we work with companies to put a new enterprise system, software system in their business. And so our employees are taking certifications. They're learning new functionality of the system. They're learning industry knowledge, you know, around logistics or around manufacturing, the types of companies that we work with a lot. And that really, all things equal, that's going to separate you and help you get employed more gainfully as well. And don't think that people aren't spending money either. That's another thing I'll mention. Mm-hmm. I've seen some offers to people that are kind of well beyond what I would have expected them to be. So there are people that are really planning ahead and feeling like if they just throw a little bit of money around, it's going to get people to move.
Isn't that interesting? All right. Well, listen, this is helpful. Get out of your emotions and start focusing on the next step. That's good advice. Joel Patterson, who's the founder of the Vested Group. I appreciate the chance to talk to you, Joel. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
7:45 on this Tuesday morning, and we'll come back with more in just a moment here on News Radio WRVA.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.